Okay. We had, just to remind you, especially we're going to start off with the Maharshon and Maharam, we just need a little reminder where exactly we're holding. So I want to make sure we're focused over here, and then we should be able to move further. And we're going to hopefully move fast-ish. We're holding like this. Yesterday we saw in Tosis the sheet of the Ben Yosef. And the Ben Yosef basically assumed, the way we had understood it over here, that the idea behind giving any misa, kol misa shata yochol lahamisa, anything that it takes to go and kill the guy, even if it's not the misa haksuvabo, the idea that we wanted to say yesterday was that he had looked at the concept of a chi of misa as a general chi, as a chi of misa that exists on a person. The Bezdin has the job of administering a particular chi of misa, but the basic chi of his misa, that's the Bezdin's mitzvah. And then, again, if that doesn't work, the Bezdin just has to make sure to do whatever the basic mitzvah of giving the Davar Misas are to the guy. We aligned that yesterday with the sheikh of the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah. So the Ramban holds that all misas are included under one category. They're not four separate mitzvahs, like the Rambam has. There's one mitzvah of giving in misa. Okay, there are details. There's a kedima, it's a seder, giving this one as opposed to that, and all that. But basically, one thing. That was the Rabbeinu Yosef that we had seen yesterday. Now, we were trying to get the mashal. So we're holding right now. There's a little, again, a technical detail over here within a reading point in the Tosis, but it happens to be that it reflects a little bit and perhaps even changes around some of the ideas that we were speaking about. So again, l'shem, what do you call it? Learning Torah l'shma, it certainly kedai to see, even though it is a little bit nitty gritty over here. Tosis asks a question. Let's start off with the question, and I'll try to explain it clearly, and hopefully we'll succeed in that, but maybe not, you never know. It says like this, Vikasha. Tosis has his question, V'chein Kasha. He has a question on his idea that you can give the person, like a demon, la'osa misa, as you remember over here means, you're supposed to try to give the chenek to the person or whatever the misa was, and if you can't, you can't. He says, V'chein Kasha, the B'tosef, the Tani, there's a brice that reads as follows, and again, there's a serious question about the girsa here. The way we have it printed in Tosis, and this is the girsa of the Maharam, about a zomimim, when it comes to Edom zomimim, if you can't give the Edom Zomim the Mis they were supposed to have gotten, the literal Kasher Zomim, Atami Misim become Mis, so you can kill them in any way, shape, or form. We darshan it out. We darshan it out from the pasuk of Uviyata Rami Kibecha. Again, the basic idea implying you're supposed to eradicate evil no matter what it takes. Make sure the ra disappears. And Tosis goes on and asks, why is that true? How can the Brisa say that? What about the Gemara that we learned yesterday that says that the Rotzeach and Govar Adam Shnei Ketuvin Bon Ke'echad coming to teach me only by what's relevant to us, only by Rotzeach do I allow you to kill a guy in any way, shape, or form, not by anything else? That's the question of the Tosis. Okay. Both the Marsha and the Maram are bothered by one point over here within the Tosis. They both share a similar question, but resolve the question significantly differently, and again, going to be relevant to our analysis here of the general sheet of Tosis. The question they're both bothered by, does anyone remember the question they're both bothered by? It was a very, very pleasant question. There's an honest man over there, okay, Shka, so he states to say no, take it away, three.
I think it's whether, has it not a real drasha?
Or before that, the question that they asked was, I don't understand what Tosis is bothered by, you know. Why don't we just say the following simple thing, which is... No, not all of the areas, but what is the bright view? Eden Zom.
Eden Zom.
Right? In other words, the Marsha and the Maram are both bothered over here. I don't understand what is driving Tosis crazy. Why is Tosis bothered by this? Yes, it's true, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rotzeach is an exception to the rule. The rule generally is you can give any kind of Misa, right, that you want. Is that true? Right? But the rule generally is that you can't give any kind of Misa possible. Rotzeach is an exception to that rule. By Rotzeach, you do whatever it takes to go and kill the guy. Now, the Marsha and Maram both ask, so that's very, very nice. That is true. No one argued with that. All the Brisa says is that I have a pasuk. Uvi arsa rami kibecha. From that pasuk, the way the Brisa reads, they learn out that by Edom Zomim, you're also allowed to kill the person, no matter what it takes to go and kill him. That's not a contradiction to the rule in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Adarav, it's playing into the rule. Why do I need a special drasha of Uvi'arta hara mikirbecha, eradicate evil no matter what? Why do I need that drasha? Precisely because the general rule is I'm not allowed to kill a guy no matter how I choose. Like the Gemara over there says in Sanhedrin. That's exactly the point that we were trying to make over here. So what is Tosa's question? So the Maharam, if you remember, again, without doing them inside right now, the Maharam, if you remember, says it has to be that Tosis is of the opinion over here that the line of Uvi'arta Ramikirbecha is not really an honest-to-goodness actual drasha. In other words, Tosis must be thinking that that is not a pasuk that is teaching us that you can kill him no matter how you want, but rather Tosis is assuming that it's a svara, you have to kill a guy, you kill him no matter what it takes. And if it's a svara, I think Gemara quotes that pasuk, it must be an asmachta or something, but it's basically a svara Tosis thing that the Braita assumes you can kill a person no matter what it takes. And therefore, we have a contradiction over here. Wait a second, now I have a problem. If the rule is, as the Gemara tells us over there in Sanhedrin, that the rule of Shnei Ksuvin Aban Ke'echer, which taught me that only by Rotzeach am I allowed to kill a person in any way, shape, or form, so how can I come along and say, logically, by Eidon Zomimim, that the same thing would be true? And that goes against the rule. That's where the Maharam understands the question of Tosis. That Tosis is assuming that Uviyarta Ramik Yerbecha is really just some form of an asmachta, but rather it's a logical question Tosis is asking. It's a svara that the Braita has that you can kill the Eidon Zomimim no matter how. That's the contradiction. That's the question of Tosis according to the Maharam. The Marsha does something, on the one hand it's a little bit easier, on the other hand it's a little bit more bold and daring by amending, changing the girsa of the Tosis entirely. And according to the Marsha, and that's what they quote you on this side also, to look in the Marsha where he changes it around, the Gemara says something entirely different. The Gemara says like this, Kol chayve misos. By anyone who's chayav misa, if you can't kill him the way the Torah describes you're supposed to kill him, skilus reifa herig v'chenek, what can you do? You kill him any way that you possibly can. How do we learn that out? Uvi'arta ramikirbecha. Now, that's a tremendous kasha, the way the Marsha is reading the Tosis. Because now we have an absolute total stira between two sources in Chazal. Again, what's the stira? According to the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Memhei, what's the rule? The rule is you can't use anything, Rotzeach is different. And according to the Braisa, that Tosis says, the way the Marsha reads the Braisa, Kol Chayve Misa. Anyone out there in the world is Chayve Misa. If you can't kill him with the real Misa, you can kill him with any of the other ones. That is an absolute, total contradiction to the Gemara Daf Memhei and Sanhedrin. The rule that the Gemara says is you're not allowed to do that, except for Rotzeach, which is the exception. The Braisa, the way the Marsha reads it, says you're always allowed to do that without a problem. That taka is a question again. Tosis goes on along and gives his answer, right? That the Gemara is only referring to misas that are outside the realm of Dalim misas and the Brises and all that is speaking about the Dalim misas themselves, etc. Now, what does that have to do with us? There are two different ways of understanding Tosis' question. So, Lach Ora, you have a particular point over here that's coming out between the Maharam and the Marsha as well, okay? And that's basically as follows. The way, I'm going to say this quickly right now, tell me if you, I'll take a vote after another vote, if you understood what I said, if not, I'll elaborate a little bit more. I'm going to try and say it as quick as possible. According to the Maharam's reading of the Tosis, right? The Tosis is basically just asking the question, how come Eidon Zomim is an exception, all that. The basic analysis of Tosis, the way we analyzed them yesterday, remains the same. The rule is, according to the reading of Ben Yosef and Tosis, that the chi of Mises, like the Ramban described, a basic chi of that's there, any Mises is going to be allowed within the Dalet Misos without a problem, right? And within that construct, the Tosis, at that stage in the game, had a problem. Hey, wait a second, right? Why, if it's really true that rule was only applicable by the Rotzeach and Goel Adam, how can we say that Eidon Zomim, you're also allowed to do that, etc.? Okay, Tosus reads exactly the same. Again, for right now, I don't want to elaborate on the Maram. Either trust me or don't trust me, it's even better. Go back later on in the Beis Medrash, read over the Tosus, read over the thing, you'll see everything flows exactly the same. The only point we want to try to bring out over here is really according to the Maharsha. The way the Maharsha reads the Tosus, there's a significant change at this stage in the game which would radically alter the explanation we gave yesterday. Yesterday, if you remember, the assumption in Tosus was, why am I allowed to give any one of the Dalet Misas? I think we send it 10 times already today, so hopefully everyone will know the answer to this question. Why, according to the Tosas, the way we've understood up until now, can I give any one of the Dalet Misas to the, what do you call it, to the guy who's Chayiv Misa if need be? Because
one category,
all one thing, any one of them is okay. Now, if you think about what the Maharsha just taught us over here, the structure of the Tosas according to the Maharsha. Tosus first suggested, again I'm trying to lay it out for you step by step. Tosus first suggested, what does Magdim and Losa Misa mean? First choice of Misa is what you're supposed to get, and if not, you can give any of the others. Tosus asked the question, what in the world am I talking about? How can I say that you can give any Misa you want? Two problems. Number one, the Gemara says it's only by Ritzayach. Number two, according to the Maharsha, what was the second question? On the one hand, you know, Tosus is managing a dilemma right now. On the one hand, I have a Gemara that says it's only by Yotzeich you can give whatever you want. On the other hand, Lamais, I have a Braisa that says, Kol Chai V'Miso, learn from the Uviyarta Rami Kibecha. How does that work? Tosus comes up with that resolution that there's a difference between any Misa out there in the world versus giving the actual Dalet Misa. The Dalet Misa you can always give. But according to the Maharsha, what's the source? How do I know that you're allowed to give any one of the Dalet Misos to the Nidon? How do I know that, according to the Maharsha? Now you notice that that's very, very significant. It's not a svara that all of the Dalet Misos are basically one chiyuv with the little details that are there, like we've been assuming the reholds in accordance to the Ramban, but rather according to the Maharsha's reading of Tosus, the truth of the matter is we could argue that the Dalet Misos might be four separate and distinct chiyuvim exactly like the Rambam holds. However, I have another gzeirat hakasuv, which is what? Which allows me, because of that general goal of eradicating evil, what am I allowed to do? Kill you with any misa that it takes, any one of those four, but not because of the svara that all the misos are one category and I can just give whichever one I need, but because I have a specific gezeirat hakasuv allowing, the way the Maharsha reads, the Tosus to even perhaps hold like the Rambam, would be plausible, yeah. Okay, we don't mind pain.
Why would we just think the guy be part of the pain?
We like pain.
So why should we do that?
We want him to be pained, what do you mean?
Pain to slide down the throat is...
Okay, we like to lead down the throat.
Right, so why
more
saying,
fun.
Why are we saying that we could or should have gotten
the head? We can't, no, but that's exactly the point. Tosus is maskana is that you're not allowed to just shoot the guy in the head.
No, not for in
general. Right, you're not allowed to do that. Only by Ritzayach are you allowed to do whatever it
is.
Do you mean why is Ritzayach an exception? That I'm not sure.
Why are we trying to get
away
out of it?
No, I don't know.
I'm sure they are, but they're downright scared. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be worse to get lead for than you throw than a machine gun to the head. Right? Sitting with your head on a gallow having the knife come and slice your head off versus boom. Maybe because we live in the 20-something century over here, but it just seems that those things seem a little bit more grotesque than some of the methods we have today to wipe somebody out. Right, knock the guy off a building and see if he splats and dies. That sounds like a little bit... Huh? And then you throw a ball down. If that doesn't work, the first thing. Right. Yeah. Can you imagine laying on your back on the floor after you get chucked up a building, watching a boulder, saying, oh my gosh, that's going to fall on me? Right? That can't be fun. That cannot be fun.
Only for 2 seconds you're gonna die.
Huh? Yeah, but that's it is a little bit. It is a little bit scary. Yeah.
You might be dead already when you fall. There's a chance that you're gonna die.
Right. You only throw the boulder if you don't die. You only throw the boulder if you don't die.
It's not high. It's not high at all.
No, no, no.
You gotta fall off the thing. You know. Well, then. Yeah, quick, because we gotta get back on track here.
Marshall, make sure they're in band.
Huh?
Marshall, make sure they're in band.
Well, again, the point that we, well, the only, he doesn't obviously discuss the Ramam Ulurim Band, but we were just trying to say that once you're saying that there's a custom, if we have to have a Kibbecha, you don't have to get involved with the Machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam anymore. In other words, the Pshat in why can I give any Nisa is not, oh, it must be holds like the Ramban. I have to understand, it's very true now. Okay. The both side moving right along. Okay, we promised we'd start off with that Mashal Maram as you voted for. We did. Now let's get out of here. Yeah.
Is it because we don't want to use Hosea?
It could be an element behind that again.
Yeah, I don't want other people to be there.
But, I don't know. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe murder is so bad that we just, you know, at all costs, no matter what, we got to get rid of him. Could be. Could be. Could be. Certainly could be. Okay, moving right along, about that. Okay. Moving right along, we're going to come into now a radically, radically different shita, unlike anything we've seen to date, namely the shita of Tosfos and Sanhedrin itself, that same Gemara that we mentioned yesterday, that from Hayom Beis. Tosfos, as you know, asked a kash over here. Again, I'm trying to do it outside because we really do have a goal we have to finish up today before we take our major Kemat week-long break over here. The Tosfos here has his kasha, right? That's the next today, no. Kids are still in school, whatever it is, you can't afford the same walk. The Tosfos here has the kasha. It says like this. The Gemara seems to make an assumption, right, that you can give him even a Misa She'ena K'suva Bo, right, that's what we've been learning up until now. Tosfos says, the Kasha, wait a second. Now the Gemara, another Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Ayin Tet. The Gemara has the rule, let's read it inside of him. Tomer Perek Elu and Estrofim. The Tanan, it says, in the Mishnah, Chayiv Miso Shenis Arvu Zeh Bezeh Yidonu Bakala. The rule is there is a group of criminals locked away somewhere in a cell, and you cannot remember anymore which was the guy who was Chayiv Skila, which one Chayiv Chenek, Treif, Herig, and all that. They're all just sitting, they're all supposed to die, you don't know what to do. You don't know Bakala, you give them all the common denominator, least serious Misa out of the group. So in other words, if you have two guys who are Chayiv Skila, two guys who are Chayiv Chenek, let's go Treif actually, for it to make life a little bit, no, let's do, I'm going to do Herod, I'm going to do Saya for a reason over here. You have two guys who are Chayiv Skila, two guys who are Chayiv Saya for Herod that are in the cell. You can't remember who is who. You give them all the Herod, okay? You give them all the lighter Misa, okay? Okay, basically, even without getting into any lumbus at all, but it's pretty obvious why that would be the case. Everyone is supposed to be Chayiv to die. Two of them are not supposed to get the worst, more chomer death, so you go with the lighter one. The Omar b'Gemara, the Gemara there says, Shema Mino, what you see from here is an important rule. Okay, and the Gemara really phrases it as a question. Do you see from here that Musra l'dover chomer, having Musra l'dover akal? The Gemara says, l'chor, you can see a principle. It sounds like we're learning, we can see from here, that a guy who got asrof l'dover chomer is considered as if that asro is effective for l'dover akal as well. In other words, why can I give the guy threifa? Well, Herig, whatever, because they're supposed to get skila anyway, so what the heck, you can give them the chenek, and the herig rather, it's no big deal. Now the exact point that the Gemara wants to bring out, and this is important to keep in mind as we go on in the Tosfos, is this rule of Musa l'davar chamer, Musa l'davar akal, has far-reaching ramifications. For example, what the real principle is saying like this. I go over to a guy in the street who's about to eat a nevela. An example I gave to a letter in the base matter. He's about to eat treif of meat, which is chayiv malchus. And I go over to him and say to him, if you eat that nevela, you're going to get killed. You're going to get killed. I tell him, don't do it. This is a serious thing. And the guy says, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. Can I give the guy Malkus? He's supposed to get Malkus, nothing more than that. Does that count as Hasra? I was over dramatic when I gave him the Hasra. Matter of fact, I told him the wrong punishment. He did it anyway. Do we say, yeah, but he knew it was bad, right? So the fact that I overshot with the Hasra, but Lamaisa, the guy did it knowing that it was a bad thing to do. Can I give him the Malkus? The Gemara wants to infer from here, Musra the Davar HaChomer is in fact Musra the Davar HaKal. That's why I can give the guy the Herig. What? Okay, so that's part of the Machlok in the Gemara, right? That's part of the Sugya there in the Gemara. How to understand what the dynamic actually is. Tosis comes along over here and asks like this, though. I don't understand. Hey chidiyak minei, how can you be medayik anything from that Gemara? Shani hasam, that case over there in the Mishnah Sanhedrin Ayin Tes by the Chayiv Misah and his arvul is different. The misasam bekol misah sheyachol came in the Chayiv Misah. If you're dealing with a group of people who are Chayiv Misah, and I just told you the rule is that you can kill a person however it works, whatever makes him go, so it's, of course, if the guy is Chayiv Skila, he's also going to be Chayiv in the Herig. There's no big deal to give him the Misah HaKala in that case, but you can't apply that rule by Chayiv Misah to say that I can give a guy Malkus when he got a Hasra from Misah by an Avela case. They're two separate issues. It's not based on the case by the Chayiv Misah Zav was not based on the Hasra that he got. The allowance to give the guy the Misah HaKala is Taka because he's deserving of that anyway. Tosa says, no, that's not true. The Yeshlomar, I'll tell you what the Pshan is. The Diag me the Katani Kol Chayiv Misa. It says anyone who's Chayiv Misa. And a filo hanach the lo der shinachi, even by those people that we don't have a drasha for, that we're allowed to give them any kind of Misa. Now stop and take a look at that answer. I'm sure you've done this already. That's why we're not even going to belabor the point. What's Tosis basically telling you over here? There is no such thing as a rule that anyone who's Chayiv Misa can be given any one of the kinds of Misas. That's a very limited thing. In those instances when I see beferish in the Gemara, that the Gemara allows such a thing, a guy who's a Rotzeach should have gotten a Sayyid, he can be given skill or whatever it is. That's true, that's fine. But Kol Chayiv Misos, on the other hand, if I have a guy who's Machal Shabbos and Chayiv Skila, I don't know, Tosa says, that I'm allowed to give the guy Herig or Chenek or Sreif or anything like that. There is no such rule that you can give a person any kind of a Miso. Or Inami Tosa says, I'm going to tell you something else. The principle that was spoken about, give a guy anything, yes, it's true that for any criminal, you can give him, anyone who's Chayiv Misa, you can give any Misa. But Boreach Shani, that's only true though when the guy was trying to escape. You have a guy who's Chayiv Skila for a Chil HaShabbos who's not interested in getting the Skila. Can you imagine such a thing? And you're trying to bring him up to the rooftop to push him off, and the guy jumps in a cab and starts going and driving away. You can pull out your pocket cannon and blow the cab up, okay, and kill the guy because he's a boreach. That's what we mean when we say you can kill a guy no matter what. But there's no din that on a formal level when you're trying to administer a Misas Bezdin, if X doesn't work, you can try Y. That is not true, Tosa says. Okay, and therefore the Gemara is in fact justified and trying to prove Musr l'davar chamer is Musr l'davar kal from the fact that we're saying the rule is true by anyone who's Chayiv Misa. That seems to be based on the considerations of Hasra. Now, very clearly, and again, we've done this before, so we don't have to spend that much time on it right now, this Tosis is, of course, totally arguing on the Yesodos of our Tosis over here on that Bezim and Aleph and Makos. According to Tosis, there in Sanhedrin, that Mem Hei Amid Beis, the rules basically as follows. The first Teretz is coming along and saying that there is no such rule that you can give a Misa She'ena Ketuvah. There's absolutely no such thing. Now how is that Teretz going to look at the idea of a Chiyav Misa? In other words, which one of the Mahalchim that we explained yesterday is going to work? How do you say that? Okay, each one is a totally separate and distinct mitzvah. For guys chayiv sreif, he can't get herig. A guy's chayiv skil, he can't get sreif. A period. There is just nothing you can talk about. In those instances, when the Torah happens to say we have a drasha that you can do, that's fine. Other than that, it's not going to work. The second teret, it basically tells you the same exact thing. Each misa is a separate thing. However, according to the second teret, there is a new principle basically that's there. Yes, it's true. Each misa is a separate thing, and I cannot mix and match, but the new klal is the concept of boreach. The guy who's trying to break jail That you're allowed to do whatever you want to, that you can get the guy however you please, and that, as you saw before, is very clearly stated in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Yudalad, Halacha Ches, when the Rambam brings down this halacha of the Misa Sheinik Suvaba, he does not quote it like our Tosa says at all, the Tosa here in Makkah. What does the Rambam say? Misha Omad al Nafsho velo Yochlu Bezdin Laosu Achim Yisu b'misu Shuchayiba. If you have a guy who's Omad al Nafsho, standing up for himself, he's fighting back, and the Bezdin cannot tie him down, they can't retain him, detain him until they can give him the Misa that he's supposed to get. What happens? Horigim Moso Eidov V'chol Misa Shecholim V'hamisa. The Eidim can give him whatever it takes to kill him. Two Chidushim in the Rambam. Chidush number one, first of all, it's always the Eidim that have the first right to be able to go kill the guy who's Chayv Misa. What are the two Chidushim in the Rambam? Number one is Adam. Meaning... Let's assume if we're talking about it today, we're talking about it today. Is that deep or not? I don't know. So we were assuming, like we said a couple of minutes ago, that the and we know Lamaisa, so the Rambam holds that each one of the Misa's Bezdin, right? This the Rambam holds is a separate distinct Chiyuv, right? So the Chiddush in the Rambam is that there's a new rule, though, that despite the fact. If you can't get him, you can kill him. You gloss over the second chiddush. The second chiddush is very clearly in the words of the Rambam: the whole misa sheichadu la misa, not limited to the four misas bezin. Mamish, however you want. In other words, the principle of boreach is a pure leniency. Right? The idea is the guy is trying to escape. You go and get him. This has nothing to do with the formalities of a misas bezin and bezin giving the punishment of misa. The guy's trying to get out, you go and get him. The first point, which was never such a chiddush, because we know this is the Rambam Shita, each one of the misas is a separate thing, you cannot interchange them. The only allowance we're ever going to have is for a boreach, right, when the guy's escaping, and then there's the extra level of chiddush that, and when the guy's escaping, you have carte blanche to do absolutely anything in the world that it takes to go and get him. You're not limited at all in how you eliminate the or neutralize the gut. Yeah.
So
that's true. No, it's definitely a form of onesh, right? That's 100% true. Right? But the point is, at this stage in the game, right, the many of the rules just get chucked out the window. The operative over here is get the guy and bring him down. That's all we care about. Yeah. So the Rambam says that. The Rambam says very clearly we're speaking about a guy who the Bezdin can't kill the way they're supposed to do. Same thing. In other words, as the Rambam says, we're dealing with a case where we can't do what we're supposed to do. If you have the option of grabbing him again and putting him down, trying a second time, you're supposed to do. This allowance is when you can't. It's over. You can't deal with the guy anymore. Okay.
Isn't Borea completely different from everything else? How could you compare it?
We're not. That's exactly the point. What we're pointing out right now is that the Rambam's understanding is that the only leniency we ever have by a chi of Misa to do whatever, right, is by a case of Borea. Whereas the Rambam will not agree with the reading of the Ri in our Gemara. Like, Magdimin Losa Misa means you're supposed to preferably give the right Misa, but if not, you can give anything you want, which is how we started this whole discussion. Right, the Rambam clearly does not agree with that. And what we pointed out in light of yesterday is that, of course, the Rambam can't agree with that, because we saw yesterday the Rambam holds that each one of the Misos is Davka separate mitzvah. So, of course, they're not going to be interchangeable at all. So the Rambam holds that you do have a kula though by Borea. That we're going to allow to take place. And that basically completes the picture of the whole idea of the Chiyuvei Misa. And again, if you're sitting down and chazing, you try to go through the basic hakiras there, that you'll see how all the different shitas play into each other and the picture becomes a little bit complete. But right now, Mir Hashem, and Be'ezet Hashem, let's move on to the next sugya over here and try to bunk that off, if you can use such a word when it comes to Limud HaTorah. Let's bunk it off with the next 35 minutes. Okay. We have like this. The Once again, we're going to do a basic machlokas amongst the Rishonim here, with an interest in trying to be masbir what their debate is all about. So don't please remember that when we ask you to repeat that line one more time in a couple of minutes, wherever we are. What was that? No, just try to remember the line. I'm going to say, so, the first thing we want to know is, and you're going to say, what's the yisod of machlokas? What's the point they're arguing on? Can we handle that?
Got it.
Got it? Okay. Let's go. I'm going to try to speed up so you can get to your part soon off, so you don't forget the line. Now, the Gemara has a line. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Kol Zomimim Magdimin La'osa Misa Chutz Mei Zomimim Bas Kohen Uboala. You don't give them the misa she was supposed to get. El la misa cheres. You give a different kind of a misa. Rashi points out over here, and let's read through the Rashi quickly. Let's read the Rashi fairly quickly. Rashi writes like this: Chutz mezomim bas kohen nesua. If you have a married bas kohen, apal pishin nigmar dina the sreifa al pm. Even though there was a gemar din that she was chayevet sreifa. Nevertheless, Haim Bechenek, they're going to get strangled. Kiddi Alfin, like the Gemara learns in Sanhedrin, that's sadi. He basreifa, the ain boala basreifa. That's actually a quote from a drasha. It says over there in the pasuk, if you remember the line in the Torah, when it's, what was that? Go take it away. Ba'esh tisareif. Okay, finish out the pasuk. It says, Via he mechaleles, ba'esh tisareif. She's being mechalel, her father, a bas kohen, coming from such a chashiv, kahuna, dick family like that. She's going and doing a lowly thing like knut. Ba'esh tisareif. The Gemara learned that a drasha. It's a via he mechalel. The context of going off and doing that horrible thing, she's doing that wrong. He mechalel. So we make a drasha. He b'sreifa, ain boel of b'sreifa. Now the boel is just a regular guy having a regular affair. He's not doing anything worse. He's not a Cohen. He's not whatever it is necessarily. He b'sreifa, ain boel of b'sreifa. Ella b'chenek, the boel is going to get chenek. Kishar eishes ish, just like anyone else who is an eishes ish. And if you paid careful attention and picked up all the nuances in the sugyas that you were learning this morning, you'll realize that line in Rashi is a very, very power-packed formulation. The zomimim mashkim and lemisa shechivu et a boel, and the zomimim are going to get the misa that they obligated the boel. Okay? Now, again, being medayik, because you know the Ritva is going to make this point, the Ritva has this whole speech about Rashi. Rashi doesn't even say it, except for in this line, the Ritva saw, again, how careful Rashi was with his words and expressions. What does Rashi say? When did the Edom Zomimim get chenek over here, and not sreifa? When what?
They went against the Baal.
When what?
They're going to
get the Misa Shechivu Es HaBoel. They're going to get the chenek that they were Mechayiv, the Boel. Now it means that the Ritva is Medayik from Rashi, and you all know the Ritva, that what? In a case where the husband, for whatever the reason is not, or the Boel, not the husband, the Boel, is not going to be getting chenek, and they were never Mechayiv the Boel chenek, they're of course going to get Sreifa, which they're being Mechayiv for. Dichsiv Kash Ezom Alasos La'ochiv V'lo Le'achoso. Okay, that is the line in Rashi. The Ritva comes along and is medayik, of course, as you know. The Ritva comes along and says, basically like this, we're going to read select lines out of the Ritva to make it go a little bit smooth. Perush Rashi's out, and he quotes over the Rashi. You know what, actually, this section 4 to read the Ritva. Let's scratch it, let's actually do it inside. Perush Rashi, let me hear, Idu al Shneya. If the Edom were made on both of the people, Afagav Shehein Muzmim Mimishneyim, and even though they became Edom Zomimim, against both people, and they were mechayiv two different things. Umimisa chamura, mimisa sabal, and they became zomimim from a stringent misa like chenek, which is from the boel. And the alma koshen is chayiv shnei misos nidon bechamura. And even though in general, if you did one thing wrong that brings about two chiyuv misa, you're supposed to get the more stringent one, which would be the chenek as opposed to the sreifa. Over here, Hachag, there is a Kosefu, Shinidona Mimisa, it's a Boel, Shikala. Over here, the example I gave just a second ago was incorrect. Over here, Dafka, we have the Xerza Kosef, that you give the Misa Takala, which is the Chenek, as opposed to the Sreifa, which should not be the case. Why is that true? Did Darshinan catch the Achiv below the Achoso to the Isa Hasa? Okay. Says the Ritva, as you know, Mikomakum Niyomei Lashon, but it appears from Rashi's Lashon. Again, and I pointed out to you before when we were reading the Rashi where the Ritva saw this. Okay? In other words, the Ritva says that Rashi doesn't say it, but it's Niyomei Lashon. If you read the Rashi carefully, you'll see. This is one of the examples where I always tell people, that's what I'm telling this to you now also, right, when you don't read a Rashi really carefully, you mamish miss things. Right? If you didn't know this Ritva, chances are, at least with my own, what do you call my own self, you would have mamish glossed over not seeing the shita over here of Rashi. Once the Ritva points it out and you go back and look in the Rashi, you see very clearly where he's seeing this, and Rashi actually did in fact say all these things. Shimlo hu'idu al ha'bo'el el alea, kigon shehistru bo, velo histru bo, oh, shahoye ben tes, shonim v'yom echad, shebi'oso bia, shetitzchayev al yado, but he is going to be potter. In either one of those cases, if the bo'el was a katan, not yet old enough to be chayev, the chenek for himself, or the eidim, for whatever reason, happened to have negated, or it was, what would it call, skipped over, giving the, what's the word I'm looking for, the eidim, the Edom hadn't given a sra to the Boel, the Maisi can't get a punishment for that. The rule is going to be Misasa Vadai Nidonim. They are going to get her Misa, which is a Srefa, the Loba Misasa. Okay, and he points out Vechemir Miloshin and Mishnah. I would think that's also implied in the Mishnah. The Katani Chutzmi Bzone Bas Kohen Ubo Allah. When do you get the Chenek? When you became an Edomim against the Bas Kohen and the Boel. Why do I care about the din of the Boel? And Levadai, what it's trying to tell me is Mishum Shehein Zomim and Bishneim and Krodula Achiv Hachi Medr Shapir, and that is the best way and most logical way to dash in that pasuk when you have the choice of this or that. You give the onus to the of the man. Aval but, and the Ritva quotes a very important sheet over here. The source of this is in the Ritva. Aval but the Ritva says, and I just lost the place. 1 second. Yes, Shapir, should there are those that explain to the Olam Nidonim B'Misa Saboel Afal Pishlo Hiidu Olav, that in fact you will always only get the Misa of the Boel, even though Shelo Hiidu Olav, even though they didn't testify about him at all, they never were Mechayv the Gai Chenek. Nevertheless, when you are Edim Zomim, testifying about a znus of a bas kohen, you're going to end up getting chenek. So we've a komah he'arachti b'zeh in its place. In Sanhedrin, I was ma'irach a little bit more explaining this. B'siyad v'shemaya he'leisik yedivei Rashi lo medivei Ariyazaki, and I tried to suggest that the pshat, the correct pshat, is like Rashi based on Ariyazaki, not like the shita of Tosis that's cited over here in the Ritva for the first time. Okay, now the. As we know, we just basically saw, you have a straight up machlokas in the Rishonim over here, how to understand what the line of the Gemara is when it tells you that the Zomay Bas Kohen and Boel are going to get not the Misa of the Bas Kohen, but of the Boel. Is that true only in cases where the Boel actually was convicted and become an Zomim against him, which is the sheet of the Ritva and the Rashi, and if you take a look inside, and of the Rambam as well? Or are we going to argue like the Shita of the Tosfos, which you're about to see, the second Shita quoted in the Ritva, that the concept of the Zomim Rebas Kohen is going to be that you're always only going to get the Chenek, and you're never going to get the Sreifa, even if the Baal himself was not even involved in terms of the actual Zama and getting the punishment over here. So let's jump quickly into the Tosis, read through the Tosis, and then we're going to, try to work on the Machlokas a little bit more, and to come up with a couple of very, very important and significant ideas over here. You have like this. Tosis starts off, he's a little bit more technically, he brings you through all the different Gemara, so let's try to do it quickly. Zomim Bas Kohen abolish Eimak Gimelosa Misa Elo Misa Acheres Boala, the other Misa is that of the Boel. He gives the Chenek. The Dershina, we have the following two drushas, Tosis goes. Number one, He Velo Boala. First, he have a rule that the only person who gets Threifa is her, not the Boel. The Boel doesn't get Threifa. That's rule number one. Rule number two, Zomim Bas Kohen, and how do I know when you become an Eid Zomim that you get the Chenek of him, not the Sreif of her? Dechsiv Le'achiv, V'darshin and La'achiv V'lo La'achoso. Since there's a choice of both, you only give the punishment of the man, not of the girl. V'im Tomer, Tosfos is going to be asking in all of the drushes. I don't understand everything. Normally, drusha de la'achil de la'achosa. Why do we need a special drusha to teach him that Eidim Zomim get the chenek and not the sreifa? Tepagle, may he. Learn out from the word he yourself. The nafka learn, we learn out in a drush in Sanhedrin, as a via he mechalelas, he v'lo bo'ala, she gets the sreifa, not the bo'al, he v'lo zomameh, she gets the sreifa, and not the zomamim. It's the same basic drasha. Who gets sreifa? Her. But nobody else involved in this case is going to be subject to the ownership of sreifa. Why isn't that a straight up drasha? The yesh lamas, you could say to us this to that, ho will the zomameh bo'al l'chayvo sreifa. Since the zomimim were coming to be mechayiv her this reifa, lo yobu leukme miuta dehi ella beboala. The only real miut we can say, Tosa says, is that she gets this reifa, not them, but the edim zomimim. It makes sense based on kasher zomim. If they want to give her this reifa, they should get this reifa also. In other words, you can't exclude only her, nobody else. Why should I think that? That's a regular rule by azama. They get whatever she's supposed to get. If they would be mechayiv for misa, so good. Let them get Misa as well. The Lomimatin and Zomimim Ella Min Achiv the Lola Chosu. Ava, but the Tosis continues. Kevin Dichsiv Achiv Vidoshina Nami He Lamute Zomameh. Once we already have the Drasha, La Achiv, Lola Chosu, then we can reflect back and say, it's true. Who is the only one who gets raped at the end of the day by the case of Azam against the Bas Kalein? Her and that. Even at the Edom Zomim. But that's not the drasha, that's just describing a fact that we already know from the actual drasha. Avakasha, so it says, Kevin Asiv Achiv, Amai Yitzrik Lamute Zomim Mehi. So why does the Gemara bother, though, to be redundant and quote another drasha of He below Zomim Meah, if Lamaisa, I already know that.
That
he's not going to get to the Sreifa. So the Yishlam, and this is what Tosa says, the Chiddush that's relevant to us, di me achiv, if we only had the drush of achiv, hevi amina, I would have thought, the hanimili kisha boel hoya nido. That's only true if the boel was one of the people here as well. Karinan bela achiv. Avam loa yanidan apie dusa. If he wasn't being judged in the case based on their testimony, if you go and try your card and bent testimony of the Yom Echa, or Shaloi Tiru Abo, they didn't even know who he was, let's say. They know something happened, but they never gave him a surah. Lo Karina and Bela Achim. You're not going to say, do what you wanted to do to him as opposed to her, if they weren't really doing anything to him in the first place. Kamash Malah, and that's what the next drush in Sanhedrin teaches me. He, the lo Zoma Meha. No matter what, the Edom Zomimim are never going to be getting Sreifa. They're only going to be getting Chenek. And Tosfos has gone to quote that the Ri had a suffix about this point and eventually cited in favor of the Shita of the Tosfos as well. So of course, don't raise your head for 1 second. The basic question we want to ask over here now once again is, between whom and whom? About what? What was that? Rashi the Ritva versus Rashi and the Rambam versus Tosfos and a Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. Okay. Again, we have two sides of a coin over here, two shitas. Let's try to figure out what's happening. We're running out of time, but we should be able to pull this off, I think, without that much difficulty. Rashi, Ritva, Rambam are all of the opinion that the rule basically is that by when it comes to Kasher Zomim, we will give exactly the same punishment that the Edom Zomim are trying to give. There's one exception to that rule, is when there were two results of their Edus. There was a Chi of Sreifa, and there was also a Chi of Chenek. And again, the only case where you have of that is this idea of Zomim Bas Koin Uboala. There we have a special example, a custom, you give them the Misa HaKala, which is the chenek of the man, not that of the woman, even though that goes counter to the classic rule. On the other end, the Shita of Tosfos and the Yesh Omer of the Ritva is no. We have a categorical exclusion over here. The Zomimei Bas Kohen will never get an onish of Sreifa. They will always get chenek, even in those examples where, yeah, please, even in those examples where the Edom Zom won't even be mechayiv anybody chenek, their punishment is going to be chenek. Of course, I should hope, over here, out of those two different shitas, which one logically makes more sense to us at first?
The
Rashi. Meaning the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Ramban, and the Rambam, excuse me. That makes a lot of sense. You give.
I would have thought Pate.
What?
I would have thought Pate.
Why? Where did that come from?
Because the pasuk says lofted, and since the lofted is
and lofted. If I testify that a girl was machal Shabbos and I become an eid zomer, and I chay mitzvah for that,
what are the parameters of lofted?
Jews.
Is it only in bat time case? So is it any case?
The actual drasha lofted the lofted. I mean a girl machal Shabbos. That's what it means. There's regular zama. Is that what plays equal to men and women?
Only
yeah.
Case?
Right.
But the proof and the purpose
is with the drushes back and forth, these things like that. Okay, but in logic, right, the idea that if they only gave a zama to her, why should we be getting chenek? Where does that come from? Yeah. Right, that does make a lot of sense. Yeah. Not that our own logic means anything, but that's definitely the more simple sheet to have dreamt up. So again, let me just rephrase the question, and then you can decide if you want to continue with the question. So you're saying, is Tosfos the only one who knows how to read a Gemara, and the Ritva and then don't know how to read that Gemara?
They both agree.
Yeah.
Both the Ritva and Tosfos agree to the deer, and that it's only in Rashi. That it's only when that it didn't apply. They get Chanek is only when. Shisha, then Tosfos comes and says that once we apply it there, we can go back to Tavit Yimichalala and apply it there also.
So the beginning, you got to remember, the Gemara has that line. So Tosfos is quoting a Gemara. He below Boala, he below Zomamea. That's a line in the Gemara. Yeah. So we are asking over here how to explain, right, their machlokas. So good, we have to come back to all the different points. But that is in line in the Gemara, period. Nothing we can do about it. Try as we might. Okay. So let's roll a little bit. We're going to try to suggest right now two different Hezbeirim, two different Halachim. As you see, we sort of ran out of Mar Makomas already, at least on the sheet. For the most part, we're going to work on, actually we're going to come back to those other things in a couple of minutes, and the last the two things that are there. But let's work on two basic svaras over here to try to explain. Okay, as we try to do over here, especially since we actually have a minute or two right now, suggestions. So let's work through some svaras. What's going to be our machlokas here?
Well, I feel like what's in the church for that coming? Isn't that really sort of this very interesting around? Is it very like church shri? Isn't that when a woman she chai shri? But it's because it completes everything. A woman who's been tough. She's high shri, but that's it. And therefore, if you were against her, so therefore you would be high shri. Or you say that since a really woman who's high chanek comes the Torah in the high on top of that, if she's high shri, if you're doing it against her, you're not, since you yourself aren't a bad coin, you can't be high shri. But since you want to get her the onus of being zinsa, and the onus for that is that you're killed, so therefore you should be killed in the way that you would be killed. If you had done that, since you are not a point, you would be killed with that, and you would not be killed with straight.
Yeah, but you're trying to get
her
straight,
but
that's
what? You're to get I know, that's you. So who are you trying to get her? You're trying to get her killed because she was zinsa. Yeah, and if you were zinsa, you were trying to get her kind of on the block. You wanted to get her because now you're being zinsa, and if you were zinsa, then you'd be guy who's henna. You'd be guy who's only on top of that.
You're
guy who's on top of that. You guys do.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, definitely a very, very good start. A very, very good start. You, Bernie's cash is still a good cash as well, right? In other words, but the bottom line is, you are giving her straight. Why shouldn't there be a cash, right? The same way we just had to see before. If you give a, if there's a hazdama, if you were made rather about a girl, being a chal Shabbos, so you get the onesh that you were trying to give to her. You're made that she's chayiv a straifa. Why shouldn't I get the hazdama for that? But the onish was Sreifa. The Hazama doesn't mean it's like I was Machal Shabbos, but I was never seen that before. When I'm placing me in their shoes, I'm hurt, I get what, right, and oh, I'm not a bus going, so therefore I can't get Sreifa. But Sisa, Lo, Kasha, Zama, Nasa, Saka. Well, what did you want to do to them? So you're going to get that also. Right? The only thing we had at the very, very beginning, right, meaning last week, whenever that was, the discussion about can you make a Yisrael into a Cholol, or not, right? There wasn't the issue wasn't, well, since he's not a Kohen, he can't be, the point was you can't even apply the onesh of chalal to him. It just couldn't be done to him at all. Right? So that's why Rashi had to limit that case in the Mishnah to only Kohanim. But the idea is not that the Eid Zomim, we look at him as if he is the guy and we're going to do now whatever we're going to do to the guy. We're going to punish you, whatever you were trying to punish him. You're trying to give her a strafe, let's give you back strafe. Right? But the yisod of what you're saying is definitely in the right direction. We're going to get to this one minute. For technical reasons, just to make things a little bit easier, I actually want to throw out one other, or first though, because it's a little more connected with some of the things we've been doing yesterday and in the first half of today, and then I'm going to move on to probably the more ikker svara over here. One could perhaps suggest as well, right, aside from the main mahalach that we're going to take, that this debate does also have a little bit to do, though, with some of the issues about the concept of the chi of misa that we were describing yesterday as well. Okay, what does that mean? So let's come back. Let's sheet us tosis from yesterday. What do we want to say tosis right over here on Beis Amud Aleph Hill in the Masechta Makos about a chi of misa? What was the principle according to him? Well, basically the same, but say it a little bit more defined.
It goes under all of the desk go under the banner of chi of misa.
There's one general chi of misa, and then all the things are just details are within that one chi of misa. How does that relate back to our tosis? Okay, you know, I'll get back to you in a second. Let me try to stack the cards in your favor a little bit, right? Let's summarize to try to make these svaras perhaps a little bit more understandable. So we're going to try to summarize, but with very different words, the machlokes that we're having right now between Tosis, or really between Rashi and Tosis, what it boils down to over here, right? Between the Ritzvah and the Rambam, etc., between these different opinions. You have like this. According to the Shita of the Rashi, of the Ritzvah, of the Rambam, right? The drasha of La'achiv, V'asisam La'kashiv, Zom La'asos La'achiv, is basically coming and tell you like this. La'achiv is giving you, listen carefully, I'm going to phrase this, a din, the concept of kedimus, of order. What does that mean? The better misa to be giving to the Zomei Bas Kohen Ubala is what? The misa of the chenek. What happens when chenek is not really an option? For example, there is no chenek. You get sreifa, right? That's all the drasha, la'achiv la'achoso, is coming along and doing. If you stop and think about the sheet, it's telling you, we really would prefer to give you that if that's an option. If that's not an option, then this is what it's going to be.
It just says the opposite. He says it would be better to get the more chomer one.
In general, you're supposed to get the more chomer one. The chenek of la'achiv la'achoso is that in this case, when you're faced with this choice, we're going to give you the chenek, and not the sreifa. When you don't have that choice, and then you're back to the regular classic rule of you're going to get the sreifa, right? So that school of thought, the Ritzvah, the Rambam, and the Rashi, are all basically saying La'achiv is nothing more than telling you, when you have that choice, you're supposed to get that. Tosfos, right, and the Yesh Omer in the Ritzvah, which is what it's called Tosfos for now, is coming and telling me that no, La'achiv is doing something totally, totally different, right? Again, just to rephrase the idea, La'achiv is coming along and what we call in the world of learning being maskia, mem, fei, kuf, yud, ayin, being maskia, removing, totally erasing the concept of the din of the chiyuv of sreifa entirely from these Eidim Zomim. La'achiv is coming and telling me, again, stop and think, and you realize this is true, La'achiv is coming and establishing for me there is no chiyuv of sreifa for the Zomim Bas Kohen, period. It's not just an issue of order, you should be giving this, if not you should give that. There is no such thing as sreifa for these Eidim Zomim. Huh? That all La'achiv is doing is giving me an order of preference. Given these two choices, you give the guy the chenek. You don't have the choice, you give the guy the sreifa. According to Tosis, the rule of La'achiv, La'achiv, there is no sreifa over here. Now, let's come back to the machlokes, the discussion we were having a bit yesterday. Okay? The rule now is going to be like this. Let's stop and think. And the truth is, even though I'm definitely not going to do it in psych, I see we're running late over here, is that the yesod, this is not exactly said in this marshal in the back of the Gemara, but if you read it carefully, the idea sort of is assumed over there in the marshal. What we're going to say is like this. I want to suggest now is as follows. Tosis held yesterday correctly, like Hanan pointed out before, that the concept of Misa is that there's a, like the Ramban held, there's a mitzvah of giving Misa, and the details are in fact just that. They're just details in the general chi of a Misa. Tosis over here is going to hold the exact same thing. The Eidim Zomim, let's follow how the Tosis is going to work now. The Eidim Zomim were coming to give Sreifa, right, to the Bas Kohen. Now, that's what they were doing. But really, truly, according to Tosis, what were the Eidim coming to give right now? Not Sreifa, but death. Misa, right? Which Misa was supposed to be given? Right? The Bas Kohen was supposed to get Sreifa, Bo was supposed to get Chenek, but the Eidim as Eidim, when they were testifying, what were they being? Mechayiv, they would be Mechayiv, Misa in its most general sense. So Tosis now comes along and says, we have another state. Okay. So now the Torah comes along and says, La'achiv v'la'achoso, meaning to say, not Sreifa, but rather the Chenek. So Tosis now is able to say, and again, this is not Mukhuk, he doesn't have to say, but Tosis now comes along and wants to say, we'll say as follows. Well, if the Torah is already coming along and saying, Chenek, and not the Sreifa, right? Tosis now is open to be able to say, Chenek is just as legitimate of an option for the Eidim Zomim as the Sreifa was. Because the truth of the matter is, when you stop and think about it, the girl herself was really also, what? Subject to the Chenek. She was Chayiv Misa, right? And had the Bezdin given the girl Chenek, that would have been enough. That was Tosis that she did before. You can give anything. The ones we already have a drasha, the Tosis isn't bothered, okay? Again, this is a very conceptual thing now. It's not bothered by saying we're only going to give Sreifa, we're only going to give rather Chenek to them, because the truth of the matter is that really is anyway an appropriate onus for both. In other words, if you're going to ask me according to Tosis, yeah, but they were trying to give her Sreifa, the answer is no, that's not true at all. That's exactly what Tosis Shita was in the previous time. They were coming to give Misa. Which kind of Misa it is? Okay, so she was supposed to get Sreifa, they'll get Chenek, but that's not problematic according to Tosis.
Why not give her Sreifa though?
What?
Why not give your
Sreifa? That's La'achiv
v'la'achoso. Yeah, but why not limit that to a case of one is the Baal Anzer, the Baal Anzer.
Okay, so again, what I said to you a minute ago, and let me just elaborate, but I tried to be Rami's at that point. It is not, what we're suggesting right now, is not Machriach Tosis to say what he says, but it explains why, or how Tosis says what he says. In other words, I'm not suggesting with this that therefore Tosis must say that you can only give them Chenek and can never give them Sreifa. What I'm explaining to you is a vantage point where what Tosis makes perfect sense, though. In other words, as opposed to before we started explaining, why would Tosis say that you give, if all they were giving her was Sreifa, she was the only one convicted, why are you giving them Chenek? Where is that Kasher Zomim? The answer to that is that according to Tosis, that is not problematic, because Tosis really holds anyway that the Chiyah Misa is a general kind of a Chiyah, right? So that's fine for Tosis to say such a thing like that. Now the Rambam, okay, and along with the Ritva and the Rashi, but it's much clearer in the Rambam. What did the Rambam hold yesterday, right, or the Rambam holds forever, I guess, the Rambam Shita, that each one of the Chiyuvim Misa is totally distinct and separate. Four separate Misas of Misa. So according to the Rambam, when we were giving the Bas Kohen Sreifa, what onus were the Eidim being Mechayifa, and what was the only onus of Mechayifa? It's only going to be Sreifa. So for us to come and give the Eidim Zomim anything else other than Sreifa, if all they're being testifying about is that girl, would be a totally inappropriate response. That is not Hazama. What do you mean? We're going to give Chenek when you're testifying about Sreifa for the girl and only for the girl. You have to get Sreifa. There's nothing else involved. Again, Tosis, though, can kick back and say, that doesn't bother me at all. Because it wasn't really a chiyuv of Sreifa that the Eidim were trying to give her, as much as a chiyuv of Misa. And therefore it's okay, again, I'm not saying just to point back to you two, that he would have to say this, but it's okay to say that we're going to be able to give the guy Chenek alone. Again, that was in light of yesterday's discussion. Let's now catch up in time to today and give another mahalach as well. We're going to come back a little bit more to what Yitzhi was saying a couple of moments ago, and then let's see how this is going to work. Yeah. What do you mean? Well, again, in other words, normally Kasha Zomim is going to have to dictate chenet chenet, sreifa skila skila, right? In this particular case, the Torah is already telling me, to do something counterintuitive, right? Meraz Zeriz Bar pointed out, la'achiv la'achoso, even if you're mazim both of them, even if you convicted both the Boal and the Bas Kohen, right? What should have been the rule in a classic Chiyah Misa? If I testified against both of them, and I now should be chai based on Kasha's own, a Sreifa and a Chenek, classically the punishment should have been a Sreifa anyway. So the Achiv L'Achos is already coming and telling me, do something out of the ordinary. Right? So Torah is going to say, fine, so included in that, if you're right, we're not following the classic shmasic kind of hazama that we would normally do. But you're right, it's not the norm of the hazama. Now, by the way, right, just in light of your point, remember what the Gemara was saying over here. Right? Why did that whole thing about Zom that's going to ball come up in the Gemara? And what did the Gemara answer? What was the, why did it come up? Which was what? Which meant, what was teaching me what? This is an example where I don't get a reciprocal classic kind of azama, so too by these cases over here. You have to think about what you just said that feeds in perfectly to the Gemara. This is exactly the point. This is a form of azama that is not really azama. Right, this is not following under the rule. It doesn't bother us, according to Torah or anyone, that anybody doing something that's counterintuitive over here. Because that's exactly what the Gemara is saying we're trying to point out. Okay, Vayter about say the Rambam in the Sharashim of the Sefer Mitzvah. So the Rambam here has a Yesod again, and we're extremely late, so we're not going to get a chance to do this. I'm sorry once again right now. I'm assuming you sort of, maybe, hopefully, Mir Hashem, have learned and will learn. You have a bus ride today to do so if you didn't do it just up until now. The Rambam over here says a very interesting little point. When the Rambam describes basically like this, you have a number of examples in the world of Znus, in the world of Eishes Ish, of subcategories. People are having an affair or being mezaneh, but there's little nuanceical difference in terms of the punishments and the ages and the circumstances. Like classic Eishes Ish, two married adults, etc. Right? The person is going to be chayiv misa for the Eishes Ish. Then along comes the Rambam and says, but you have all these subcategories. Nara hamu'urasa, right, has her parasha that's there. You have the parasha of the Bas Kohen that's going to be there. And the Rambam on the Shirashim over here, and wants to say a Chiddush like this, that all of these things are basically considered one Aveira of Znus, of an Eishasish, being Mezana, Losinov, the Isser, of having an affair. And the Rambam Shita is that we're not going to count all of these different halachas, giving Sreifa to the Bas Kohen and the Skila to the Menar Murasa. We're not going to count these as separate mitzvahs, even though the halachas are unique, because they're all basically just offshoots of the concept of niyuf, of the concept of an Eishes Ish being mezana. That's all they are, as opposed to other Rishonim who feel that each, since they're separate halachas, etc., these are counted in the sefer mitzvahs as separate mitzvahs. Why is that Rambam nogeya to us? The truth is, it's very, very nogeya over here, which is going to be like this. The question that we can basically ask over here is going to be as follows. It's going to be as follows. And again, let's obviously only focus on the Bas Kohen, getting the Sreifa. Okay? We could look at the Aveira that was done, and by extension in our case, the Hazama against the Edom who are being made about that Aveira, as an Eidos that's being given about someone who is a Bas Kohen being Mizaneh, right? That's one way of looking at that. Or you can look what they're doing, basically saying no, rather they're giving Eidos about an Eishes Ish, it's being Mizaneh, right? This is an Eishes Ish. Now the Shaila becomes as follows, right? To add another, what do you call, notch over here into the picture. The Shaila becomes as follows. We know the Torah says that the Bas Kohen who is being Mizaneh is subject to Sreifa, not to Chenek, like the classic example of the Eishes Ish. Now, why is that? You know that Sreifa, of course, is a more chamer punishment, right? Skila, then Sreifa, Herig, then Chenek, right? Why is the Torah placing a Sreifa? By giving Sreifa, are we adding to the Eishes Ish Aveira? This is a super duper Eishes Ish Aveira. Is that what it is? Or is the Torah coming along and using the word that we introduced before, being mafkia, the Eishes Ish issues over here, and saying, no, this is something different. This is the Bas Kohen Shezinta. It's a new category unto itself. Right? What's the pshat? What's the pshat over here? So we could come along and say basically like this. Basically as follows. The let's take a look at our machlokas right now. Rashi shita, the Rambam shita, the Ritval shita. Right, that when all you have over here is edus against the girl, and the girl is getting sreifa, the edim zomimim are going to be getting sreifa as well. What are they basically coming along and telling you? Let's follow the thought now. Let's work on the idea. I'm throwing the question out to the crowd. What are they basically coming and telling you? Yeah.
Plugging into the channel.
Mm-hmm. And let me just add one point over here. You want to work it out if you want to be like intellectually honest that the Rambam should actually hold like the Rambam. Okay, that has to work over here. So that's what I'm telling you. That. So work it out now. No takers. Okay. The Rambam is not hard. Yeah. Well, again, the Rambam Shita is an Eishes Ish, and again, you're going to have to phrase it according to the Rambam. This is a super duper Eishes Ish with a Sreifa as opposed to regular old Eishes Ish. So why does that lead the Rambam in our case to say, when there's no Eidus against the Boel, that they're going to be getting the Sreifa? Yeah?
So the Eishes Ish is all one category, so it's logical that they get chenek in that case. Sorry, it's logical that they get.
No, it's still worried. You're close. You have like one chiluk though. Yeah. I'm not going to say completely off. No, I'm not. You're on the right. Again, I think there's one nikud over here that we're skirting around, but that I think what we're all getting at, but just not hopping on to 100%. The Rambam we know holds in the Sefer Mitzvot over here, right? That an Eishes Koa, excuse me, a Bas Kohen Shezinta, right, is a classic example of Eishes Ish with a different onish. That's there, a different onish. Okay, we can question over here, right? Now, one additional issue that we want to try to work out. Okay, you have an Eishes Ish with an additional onus. Very, very nice. Eishes Ish with an additional onus. So now we come along and ask for something different. When the Torah places the additional onus, right, on the Bas Kohen, okay, what are we driving at over here? We're coming along and saying that, okay, we're totally removing all trappings of Eishes Ish. In other words, yes, it is an Eishes Ish. That's the Aveda. That's true, right? Or are we merely coming along and saying? We're merely coming along and saying that it's not that the chenek is. Well, actually, we'll rephrase that. One way of rephrasing the thing, chenek is a totally inappropriate, out of the ballpark. What do you call it? Onesh over here for Bas Kohen Shezinta. Chenek doesn't make any sense. Sreifa is the only way to go, right? Or you could come along and say, no, Sreifa is the onesh that the Torah places over here, but it doesn't mean that Chenek, the bottom line is it's still classic, and it's still classic of Eishes Ish. The Torah is you're supposed to get the Sreifa, right? But the Sreifa doesn't necessarily indicate that this is not an Eishes Ish at all. How is that relevant to us? Let's come back now one more time. Rashi, the Rambam, the Ritva, all hold in absence of a chiyuv to the boel, right? In other words, if there's no boel around anymore, and all the women mechayev to the girl was a sreifa, right? They have to get sreifa. Why is that true? Again, the Rambam is coming along and saying like this: I am telling you, right, that the Bas Kohen Shezinsa, a form of Eishes Ish, I'm going to explain why that's important in 1 second, but if the man, the bowl, is not around to be getting the thing, the bottom line is that the Torah has come along and said over here, right, that the Onesh for the Eishes, keep messing it up, for the Bas Kohen, who is Mizana, the Onesh is supposed to be a Sreifa. And that Sreifa, okay, applied by the Torah, is the only appropriate punishment. The Onesh for the Bas Kohen Shezins is going to be Sreifa, period. Okay, the Torah allows for the Boel to be getting a Chenek, that's true, but Klapi the girl, the Onesh is an Onesh of Sreifa. Nothing else whatsoever. The Tosfos over here might be arguing, might be in a erratic kind of a sense, okay, arguing with the Rambam's own analysis of himself. What do I mean by that? Tosfos might come along and say, no, I'm going to take the Rambam's idea and go even further. Not what the Rambam holds, but I'm going to take the idea and go even further with that. If you're going to tell me that a Bas Kohen Shezinsa is a Eishes Ish plus, if that's what it is, Tosfos says, I'm going to argue something very, very different. It's an Eishes Ish plus, but you know what that means? The basic chiyuvim of Eishes Ish are still going to be there. And the basic chiyuv is, of course, chenek. The Torah might have added a sreifa over here, but the bottom line is the basic chiyuv for an Eishes Ish is going to be chenek. And even in a case where I have only the girl who was convicted over here, it's still appropriate, again, based on the idea of la'achiv v'lo la'choso, to be applying an onesh of chenek, even though she's the only one who's getting, she's the only one who is getting convicted, and she was the only one who is going to get messed up. That's true. Chenek is not the onesh for the Bas Kohen Shezinsa. Tosfos argues that's not really true. Chenek still might be viewed as an appropriate onesh to her if you're going to look at her as in violation of Eishes Ish. Again, the Rambam has not only his yesod that the Bas Kohen Shezinsa is an Eishes Ish, but takes it further. Again, this is the ironic twist. According to the Rambam himself, right, what works out is that the Sreifa is a hafkah of the onesh of Chenek. For Chenek is not appropriate for that girl. She's a Eishes Ish, that's true, but the Torah has placed a more serious onesh, and only a more serious onesh, on that girl's shoulder. Yeah.
So, according to Tosfos, she's really high of 2 mitzvahs, but she only gets 1.
According to Tosfos, the Torah is coming along and saying, you might have thought that she's supposed to get chenek, but we're telling you to give her a sreifa. La'achiv v'lo la'choso is telling me, lo la'choso, don't give them the unique punishment that you would have given to her. Treat them like regular Eishes Ish, which is what they were being made about anyway. Right? But you need that point of the Rambam, that this all is under the rubric of Eishes Ish, to be able to explain Tosfos Shita as well over here. Okay, and that's the robust we're going to end it because we're actually a little bit late over here. There's one or two more points we wanted to make, but this is a decent stopping point. On to the next thing next time. What was that? Yeah, if you could try to straighten out the chairs, actually, that would help.